This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The latest report card on jobs in America points to a country continuing to recover from the Great Recession. The national unemployment rate fell to 6.1%. That's the lowest level since September 2008. Just what does the June jobs report tell us about Michigan? Where have we made gains and where are we still hurting? University of Michigan labor economist Don Grimes is here. Don, did you like what you saw in the June labor report?
Yes, it was a very strong report. As you noted in your introduction, the unemployment rate fell to 6.1%. In the nation, we created almost 300,000 jobs. We don't have the June data yet for Michigan, but it should be a good number for Michigan as well.
What do you look for, Don, when you review all of those numbers? There's so much offered up. What are you really looking for?
Well, we're creating jobs at a pretty good clip now. So I don't think it's actually a jobs problem, although that gets a lot of attention, and certainly by politicians, they always talk about jobs. What really is sort of the negative aspect of growth in the United States right now is that wages, real wages, adjusted for inflation, are not increasing. They're basically flat. Maybe they're growing up a couple of tenths of percentage point a year. If you look at compensation, which includes non-wage benefits, that's growing a little stronger. But if you go back, to 2010, even real wage compensation is growing less than 1% a year. And that's actually pretty depressing.
So do you think that the numbers we saw from June, as you say, they're positive, but do you think they point to a recovery that is picking up steam, or is it kind of stumbling along?
I think it's probably more struggling along. I mean, we're creating a lot of jobs. The jobs are not really the problem. Where I think we're running out of steam, or where I think the real problem, again, is in the wages, which are really linked to the fact that we're not getting the output growth, the GDP growth, which actually fell by 2.9% in the first quarter. And that's actually the largest non-recession-related decline that we've had in 60 years. So that's actually a very negative effect. And we're just not getting output growth, even though we're getting job growth. And when you don't get output growth, it's really hard to get any sort of wage growth or compensation growth.
So it sounds like there's a soft, concerning underbelly to this pretty positive report.
Yes. If we don't get productivity growth accelerating, I mean, we had productivity growth of 0.4% in 2011, up to 1.4% in 2012, 0.9% in 2013, and through the first quarter of this year, we're probably at zero or maybe negative because the data hasn't yet been adjusted for the big decline in GDP. And those are really bad numbers from a historical perspective. And if we don't get productivity growth to start increasing, the amount of output per worker, then we're not going to be able to get increases in the real wage going forward. And this is really critical. If you get productivity growing at 2 to 2.5% a year, then everybody's standard of living is going to double in about every 35 years. But if you're getting productivity growth that's less than 1%, then it's going to take 100 years for us to double our standard of living, and all of that will be in actually medical benefits. So most people don't sort of appreciate that
No.
so much as an increase in their standard of living as they do their pay. And so productivity growth is really a key concern, and the fact that it's been really weak in this recovery, much weaker than the jobs, which gets all the attention, of course, but it's really productivity growth that concerns me.
And what do you think it would take to goose that productivity?
Now that's a great question. And my real concern is that there may not be anything we can do. It could be, and there's some economists who are sort of studying this, a few economists who are spent a lot of effort in this, and one of their possible ideas is essentially that we've sort of run out of technological innovations that could really goose productivity. And there's also a potential problem with sort of our aging. Basically, you've got these aging baby boomers, And unfortunately, as we age, we're not as productive, unfortunately. So our productivity, you know, our most productive years are usually in our 40s and 50s, and a lot of people are sort of aging out of that and still remaining in the workforce. So there may not be anything we can do. It may be sort of a structural problem, you know, where somehow all of these technological advantages in terms of smartphones, in terms of medical procedures, maybe they really don't boost productivity. Although, you know, again, another question is maybe some of these gains are sort of not appropriately counted in the GDP accounts. In other words, we get a better quality of life, even if it doesn't show up as increased output. And that may be, you know, maybe our GDP numbers are understating the well-being. Maybe we're actually doing better. But if they were doing better, I think people would be happier than they are. People aren't very happy right now.
University of Michigan economist Don Grimes. Always good to talk with you, Don. Thank you for kind of reviewing those June employment numbers with us.